The Australian Dairy Plan will chart a five-year roadmap for dairy in Australia and globally under a new coalition government in Canberra. It's going to attempt to deal with challenges including climate change, a declining global market share, a continuing exodus of farmers and a shrinking national dairy herd. Former Victorian Premier John Brumby is chair of the Dairy Industry Review. John Brumby, welcome back to Breakfast.
Great to be on the show. Thank you, Fran.
What the key focus of this national roadmap for Australia's dairy industry? What's the key problem?
Well, the key problem, I think, you mentioned in part of your introduction and summing up, the key problem at the moment is there are huge challenges facing the industry. We've had prolonged dry periods and drought. We've had huge cost increases for many farmers. So cost increases, obviously, for feed, for water, for electricity, for some of the services. We've seen price challenges internationally. We've seen more competition from products calling themselves milk, like almond milk and soy milk, and we've seen the emergence of renewed production out of the EU, particularly Ireland and Italy, and we're also seeing social license issues. So there are things like animal welfare and the whole debate about the environment and climate change. And when you put all of that together, there are intense short-term pressures. There are many farmers that just can't make ends meet, but there are longer-term issues also that need to be addressed.
Yeah, it sounds like an assault on many fronts. And I understand Australia's milk production is forecast to fall between 7 and 9% this year. We know that dairy farmers have been leaving the industry since April 2016. Drought had a lot to do with that, but so did the milk wars. How much has that had to do with it, these price wars and the impact on the price of milk?
Well, part of it is price wars, part of it is breakdown in trust between some of the processors and some of the producers. But I think in the short term, you know, the immediate thing is just the straight out cost pressures. So, you know, I talked to a farmer the other day, he's paying $500 a ton for grain. So in very rough terms, it's about a kilo of grain to a litre of milk. So he's paying 50 cents for a kilo for his grain and he's getting 40 cents for his milk. So the more you produce, the more you lose. So those cost pressures, and I know just, you know, our own farm, this time last year I'm paying $50 for a roll of oat and hay, today I'm paying $180. So they're intense short-term pressures. That's meaning that many people are leaving the industry. That's meaning that the national milk pool is declining. That's meaning that the processors who've put big investments into increasing throughput to compete internationally aren't getting the throughput to give them the cost efficiencies that they need to compete. And so you put all of that together, you've got the intense short-term problems. But this plan is about the medium term. It's not about trying to get the quick fixes. I don't think there are any easy quick fixes. It's about getting the long-term direction right. And for this industry, I mean, there are big challenges, but don't forget, it's Australia's third largest rural industry. It's the biggest exporter of containers out of the Port of Melbourne, which is the biggest container port in Australia. It directly employs 42,600 people, about 100,000 indirectly. And Fran, the other thing about this industry in a regional context is it's not only a big national industry, but in a regional context, this is an absolutely key industry for
Australia. Absolutely it is.
And it's one of the few industries now where we actually make something in Australia. You know, you think now what we make, we don't actually make a lot, but this industry, we produce a raw product and then we make it, we turn it into value-added products that we export all around the world. So it's crucial in my mind, that's why I'm passionate about this industry, that we get it right.
Okay, but why have we got it wrong? Why aren't we globally competitive? The report notes that our relevance on global markets is being questioned because of the shrinking scale and competitiveness. You talk about cost pressures, but presumably dairy farmers in other nations face similar cost pressures about, you know, droughts, the impact of climate change, energy costs, all of those things. Why have we lost global market share to international competitors?
Well, I think that there's a lot of reasons. I mean, if you go back to the early, you go back 20 years ago, the industry was booming. We were third largest in the world, but we do face competition. I mean, a lot of that competition that comes out of Europe, it is subsidised.
What about New Zealand? I mean, New Zealand's gazumptus, haven't they,
New Zealand,
powder?
No, New Zealand's done very well. You know, New Zealand's done very well. They're very good at the way they do their business. They've been very single-minded. But the whole reason that Dairy Australia, the Australian Dairy Farmers, the Australian Dairy Products Federation, the Gardner have all come together is they recognise that there are big issues and big challenges that we can do better, that we have to do better. And Fran, you know, one of the reasons they asked me to do this, and I was delighted to take on the challenge, is, you know, I've had experience in federal parliament and state parliament. I've seen other industries that have faced big challenges. I saw the wine industry back in the 1980s when exports out of Australia were less than $200 million a year. Today, it's a $2.5 billion export industry, more than $1 billion to China alone. So I'm optimistic about the future of the industry. I think the markets in Asia, China, but the Indo-Pacific more generally are just huge opportunities for us. I think we've got to win back the narrative about dairy being a long-term sustainable industry that produces a high-value, quality, healthy product.
Uh-huh.
I think we've lost a little bit of that narrative,
okay,
and we've got to win that back. So there's, you know, there's the intense short-term pressures, but there's the key thing is getting the longer-term plan right. We've
okay.
got 24 workshops around Australia, and I've got to say the first half a dozen of those that have been held, which have mainly been in Victoria, there have been fantastic attendance from farmers and some terrific ideas that are being put up.
All right, it's coming up towards 8 o'clock. Our guest is former Victorian Premier John Brumby. John Brumby, as a senior Labor figure, a party elder, if that's not being too unkind, can I ask you about this election result and why do you think voters, particularly in regional areas, which you've been talking about, why do you think they've turned their back on Labor at this federal election?
Well, Fran, you can ask me that question, but as you know, I chair a lot of businesses and I chair a lot of not-for-profits, and I'm not a political commentator anymore, so I might have a private view about those, but it's not one for sharing publicly, but thank you for asking.
You don't have a reaction to the result?
I have a private reaction to the result, yes. I mean, I'm a Labor supporter, but I do a lot of jobs chairing companies and businesses and not-for-profits, and I work with the government of the day.
All right, John Brumby, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
John Brumby is a former Victorian Premier and chair of this dairy industry review known as the Australian Dairy Plan. And he's right. This, in particular, if we lose our dairy industry, it will have a massive impact on regional Australia. And as we know, and as we saw, I think, reflected in the election result, regional Australia is already hurting.